Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This time around on the program, we're taking a break from our usual historic spotlights on singers, songwriters, and standards, and exploring again some new releases in the world of vocal jazz. This hour, we'll hear some new records from Tony Bennett and Dee Dee Bridgewater. We'll also hear from a much-anticipated sophomore release from singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, and hear the very last recording from singer Mark Murphy, who passed away in October. We have a recent release roundup for the end of 2015, coming up next on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Karin Allison from her latest Many a New Day with Rodgers and Hammerstein's I Have Dreamed from The King and I. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're taking a look at some of the newest releases in the world of vocal jazz and traditional pop from the later half of 2015. We did a similar thing a few months back, hearing some great new records from Jose James, Kurt Elling, and Harold Mayburn. You can listen back to that episode on our website. It's available at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. But I thought it would be a good idea to take another look at some even more recent recordings, especially as the holiday season approaches and people are perhaps looking for some gifts. So let's start in the world of traditional pop. Tony Bennett, at age 89, has a brand new record of Jerome Kern standards called The Silver Lining. He teams up on this record with pianist Bill Charlap, and at age 89, Tony Bennett sounds great. He knows his instrument, and he's still able to manipulate it to produce beautiful music and sell a song. We'll hear from that record in just a bit. Also in this set, we're going to hear from crooner Seth MacFarlane. Between producing movies and cartoon television shows and hosting the Oscars, the multi-talented MacFarlane seems also to have been working on his best Sinatra impression. His newest album of torch songs, called No One Ever Tells You, has MacFarlane channeling Sinatra from records like Sinatra Sings Only the Lonely or In the Wee Small Hours. The album cover, in fact, with its nighttime blue tint and the singer on a lonely street corner, cigarette in hand, is an intentional homage to In the Wee Small Hours. MacFarlane doesn't quite measure up to Sinatra, but, you know, to be fair, who does? Especially when singing torch songs. The album, however, is polished, and MacFarlane's warm baritone brings some sensitive interpretations to the lyrics. He's done his homework, for sure. Let's hear from Tony Bennett first and pianist Bill Charlap with Jerome Kern's Pick Yourself Up on Afterglow.
Nothing's impossible, I have found. When my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for the pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath and start all over again. The battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, dust yourself off, pick yourself up, start all over again. Take me home.
Mm-hmm. the torch I carry is handsome. It's worth its heartache in ransom. And when the twilight steals, I know how the lady in the harbor feels. When I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy. I must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, who is he? Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops, hanging on a string of dreams. Fly little memories, my little memories, remind her of our crazy schemes. Somebody said, just forget about her. So I gave that treatment a try. Strangely enough, I got along without her. Then one day she passed me right by. Oh, well, I guess I'll hang my tears out to.
Seth MacFarlane, actor, animator, producer, Oscar host, and crooner, doing Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn's Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry, and doing a pretty passable Sinatra impression from Sinatra Sings Only the Lonely in the process. That's from MacFarlane's newest album, No One Ever Tells You. Before that, Tony Bennett and pianist Bill Charlap from their newest album of Jerome Kern standards with Pick Yourself Up. We're looking at new vocal jazz releases this time around on the program, and let's turn to a handful of recordings featuring guitar. We'll hear in just a bit from guitarist John Pizzarelli and Dave Stryker, but first let's hear from the newest record from the New West Guitar Group, a trio of USC-educated guitarists Perry Smith, John Story, and Jeff Stein. Their newest album, Send One Your Love, is similar to Harold Mayburn's newest album from earlier this year, in that each track features a recent jazz singer. This record features Peter Eldridge from the New York Voices and 2015 Grammy nominees Tierney Sutton and Gretchen Parlato, among others. Here's Gretchen Parlato and the New West Guitar Group with Stevie Wonder's Send One Your Love on Afterglow.
Bicycles for two, broken-hearted jubilee. Parachutes, army boots, sleeping bags for two, sentimental jamboree. Says the sign in the shop window. Why, says the junk in the yard.
Thank you.
Bloomington-based singer Rachel Caswell with guitarist Dave Stryker with the Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn tune I Fall in Love Too Easily. Before that, guitarist and singer John Pizzarelli with Junk, a song from his newest album of all Paul McCartney songs. And starting that set, Gretchen Parlato and the New West Guitar Group with the title track off of the New West Guitar Group's latest album, Send One Your Love. One album I've been particularly excited about in the last few months is the latest from the 26-year-old Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. This sophomore major label release from the 2010 Thelonious Monk International Jazz Vocalist Competition winner is an eclectic mix of originals, blues burners, and little-known old-school musical theater numbers. Salvant's voice is expressive, bizarre, and always compelling. There's a reason why she's considered the most exciting jazz singer from the last decade. Let's hear Salvant with the old blues number, What's the Matter Now, from her latest record, For One to Love, on Afterglow.
Papa, papa, treetop tall.
Cecile McLaurin-Salvant from her newest record For One to Love with the song What's the Matter Now. We'll hear more from this record and hear more new recordings from the past few months after a short break. Production support for Afterglow comes from Stumpner's Building Services, family-owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County. Stumpner'sBuildingServices.com. And from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant. Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been taking a listen to some of the best new releases in the world of vocal jazz this hour, something that we like to do on the program every few months or so. In just a bit, we'll hear the latest from Dee Dee Bridgewater from her new album of all New Orleans songs called Dee Dee Feathers. Plus, we'll hear from the very final recording by Mark Murphy, who passed away earlier this year. Now, let's hear more from the latest record from singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. Unlike most jazz singers, she's not prone to scatting. Instead, she relies mostly on her emotions, often with a sardonic edge. Let's hear her with the Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine song, The Trolley Song. Not exactly a jazz standard, but she creates a captivating performance and even channels the deep, expressive vibrato of Judy Garland. Cecile McLaurin-Salvant from her album For One to Love and The Trolley Song on Afterglow.
With my high starched collar and my high top shoes and my hair to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to then I counted to ten again. Trolley, ding, ding, ding went the bell, zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings, from the moment I saw him I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor, bump, bump, bump went the brakes, thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings, when he smiled I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. When he started to go, then I started to know how it feels. When the universe reels. Buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Clop, clop, clop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. When he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the
down in old Mayfield's barroom. Oh, Jazz Playhouse it is. Around the corner by the square, Jackson Square. Drinks flowed all around as usual. A drunk and high crowd was there. Deep in a plush, cozy corner, with her eyes bloodshot red, sat a wise, slick, gambling lady. And these are the words she said. I went down to the St. James Infirmary, saw my poor baby lying there. He was laid out on a long white table, so cold, so still, so fair, just laying there. Let him go, let him go. God bless him, wherever he could be. He can search this wide world over, but he'll never find another happy, pleasing woman like me. That's for sure. When I die, bury me in Louboutin pumps, s'il vous plaît, a Prada coat and a feathered hat. Put a $1 million ruby in my necklace. Oh, so all my nosy girlfriends, they so jealous, know I died standing pat. Ooh, we let boom, put a bit lit name. I'm a bit deep. I shoot out down here. I'm a bit deep. It's good. Blow it all there.
Thank you. Give me 16 Mandingo men to hold my casket. Bare-chested, please. 12 baritones from Treme to sing my song. Put the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra on my casket. Have them play, I'll fly away all the way home. Now that you've heard my story it is. Pass me the tequila and please watch my shoes.
Dee Dee Bridgewater, along with Irvin Mayfield and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra, from the album Dee Dee's Feathers, a love letter to the city of New Orleans, with the old blues standard St. James Infirmary. Before that, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant and the Trolley Song, from her latest For One to Love. As we're looking at new recordings this time around on the program, let's take a look at a new historical release from High Note Records. A previously unreleased live concert from jazz legend Ernestine Anderson came out this year. It comes from the Penthouse, a club in Seattle, Washington, that Anderson performed in 1962. Her voice here is youthful and swinging, and the recording quality is darn good for being over 50 years old. Here's Ernestine Anderson live from 1962 with There Will Never Be Another You on Afterglow.
Like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. Well, there may be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring. There will never be another you. Might be other lips that I may kiss. They won't thrill me like yours used to do. When I may dream a million dreams, how can they come true? Well, if there will never ever be another you. Another fall, another spring. There will never be another you. There might be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Now I may dream a million dreams. How can they come true? Well, if there will never, ever be another you.
About a bird music he can make. Happy talk, keep talking happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? You can talk about a star looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about a girl, talk about a boy, counting all the ripples in the sea. Happy talk, keep talking happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? The girl saying to the boy, you and me is lucky to be us. Happy talk, keep talking happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
Karen Allison, along with pianist Kenny Barron and John Patitucci on bass, doing Happy Talk from South Pacific. That's from her latest record of all Rodgers and Hammerstein songs called Many a New Day, a great new record. Before that, a previously unreleased live recording from Ernestine Anderson, doing There Will Never Be Another You. Closing off tonight's show, let's hear from a brand new group called the Royal Bobsters Project. The project is a combination of new and old in vocalese. So on one hand, we have some young guns. That's the quartet of Amy London, Darman Meter from the New York Voices, Holly Ross, and newcomer bass Dylan Pramick, alongside bop legends Sheila Jordan, Bob Doro, the two surviving members of Lambert Hendricks and Ross, John Hendricks and Annie Ross, and Mr. Mark Murphy. The project was the idea of Amy London and was intended to be a tribute to Murphy, who's a featured soloist on four of the tracks from this album. The album was recorded in July and just came out in September. This tribute to Mark Murphy would end up being his very last recording. Murphy sadly passed away at age 83 on October 22nd. This album, though, is a fitting tribute, because as sad as it is to lose another jazz legend, it's fantastic to know that his legacy will live on in the hands of this next generation of talented musicians. Here's the Royal Bobsters Project featuring Mark Murphy, performing Mark Murphy and Freddie Hubbard's Red Clay on Afterglow.
A screen door slapping somewhere on a side porch. A sleepy morning, we're out in the boondocks. Stories of Ethan told on the red clay. Red clay's where we came from to begin with. And where we're going when time comes for splitting. Sounds of Ethan dug on the red clay. Faces look out of the windows. Oh, something good on the red clay.
Yalanga, yalanga.
Waiting for the papers in the evening. You watch the roses climb out of the earth beds. I spend living in the red clay.
Life on red
clay. Oh, smoothing out my baby when she's tired out. I tell her fun things and watch her start smiling. Nobody being sad on my red clay. No, 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 no. Was a life song.
So what you do when you see the goofing?
I'd like to do on the red.
Royal Bobsters Project featuring the late Mark Murphy with Red Clay. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Stumpner's Building Services, family owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar, electric assessments, and installations in Monroe County. StumptersBuildingServices.com. And from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan in downtown at Kirkwood and Grant. Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar. Online at iHeartSoma.com. You can see playlists from this and previous Afterglow programs on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.